Jabroni's hit the jackpot.
That Jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this Jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
Hey guys, I'm going to go ahead and start with my three dishonorable mentions. Going to start with something that happened today. I'm going to bring up Tom Brady. He's going to be my dishonorable mention.
Oh, I thought you meant you retweeting things during our Rex Edler.
No, not Jabroni of the week worthy.
Okay.
But Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, she was on CBS this morning talking with Charlie Rose and basically got into talking about concussions. And she mentioned Tom Brady having concussions. Last year, she says he basically has concussions every – then she stopped. I mean, we don't talk about it, but he does have concussions. Now, I don't know the rules with the NFL when it has to do with concussions, but I think there's a decent chance Tom Brady could get – and the Patriots could get in some trouble about this. There could be an investigation into it.
Because they did not list him as concussed on any single injury report from last year.
And it is obligated – you do have to do that, right?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, of all teams to have this happen to someone on the team, like
of course,
Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, like you want to deal with that kind of distraction.
I mean,
they hate distractions as much as anybody. Giselle getting herself in hot water. Hmm. I'm with you on that one.
All right, next, I use this as a you can't be serious. Last week, three University of Illinois football players: Dartley, Zarian Holcomb, and Howard Watkins. Now, I'm not saying a home invasion and armed robbery is a funny subject. It is absolutely not. But the way this turned out is a bit comedic, as one of them started talking. And we never found out who it was actually doing all the talking. They were wearing masks, went into this apartment. The person who was being robbed, the victim, recognized the voice of one of the players. So that player took his mask off, said, "Hey, guys," or, "Hey, dude, we're just joking. We're just messing with you, but seriously, we need your money." So they rob him, they get out of there, and, well, I mean, the victim calls the police right away, knows who this person is. Now, the person at his place of residence gets arrested, rats out his other two friends, and they have basically ruined their careers.
So you're giving all three of them dishonorable mention.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because, well, we can't pinpoint exactly who it was that was recognized by the voice. My last dishonorable mention, going to go with pro golfer Clifton McDonald.
Of course.
Now, I believe this was during the weekend. He was trying to qualify
the Players Championship?
For the U.S. Open.
Oh, okay.
Trying to qualify for the U.S. Open in Alabama. Now, the par there in Alabama is 72.
Okay.
He shot a 127.
Ooh.
55 over par, and that's beyond outrageous because what's even the handicap to be eligible to qualify? It's like a three, right?
Right.
Or,
yeah.
Under three or something like that.
Something around there, yeah.
And 55 over.
Yeah, I've never even done that.
I could do better than that. I don't golf.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at golf.
Yeah.
I don't know how tough this course is.
Well, yeah, those courses are going to be a lot tougher than what you're playing around here unless you're going out and playing Colbert on a day like today. But, yeah, not great. Wow.
All right, but gentlemen, here's my Jabroni of the week. Going to go to the boxing world. This was a big story. Julio Chavez Jr. Now, it was 2 weekends ago. This is where it all started. 2 weekends ago, he fought, and I use that term loosely, Canelo Alvarez. And, I mean, Chavez did not look good. He was absolutely pummeled, lost. But later on, I mean, Julio, he still got paid, right? So he gets paid, and he goes out. Has some fun. Bring some strippers back to the hotel room. Do some more partying. Well, the next day, his wife comes back to the hotel room. Starts noticing some things missing, including a $20,000 watch.
Oh.
Oh.
The watch is missing. Oh, man, where's that watch? So they start keep looking. Wife notices something else is missing. It says, "Hey, Julio, where's your fight check?"
Oh.
Fight check. $3 million. They stole it.
The strippers?
They stole it.
Wow.
You know what? Good for them.
So not only does he have to then...
That's on him.
Not only does he have to admit then that he had him in the room, but he also lost everything. That's not good. That's one of the better ones you've had in a while. Like, that is slam dunk jabroni material.
Yeah, that's bad.
And I didn't get mad at a single one of those. You weren't being mean to people. That was a good jabroni of the week. I approve. It's going to do it for the show today. NewsRadioKMAN.com, the On Demand tab for the podcast. If you missed Rex Hudler, any of the rest of the show. For Mitch and Tyler, I am John. We'll see you tomorrow.